International Jazz Day unfolded in Congo Square, where in the 19th century, musicians, dancers, and onlookers once celebrated on Sunday afternoons. According to Herbie Hancock, a goodwill ambassador for the event's organizers, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, Congo Square was the perfect setting to mark its inauguration. He said, if you think about the fact that New Orleans was really the birthplace of jazz, and particularly Congo Square, there's no other place that would truly represent the birthplace and sunrise and so forth. Hancock was referring to the sunrise concert in Congo Square, where he performed his jazz standard, Watermelon Man. The lineup there included local favorites Terrence Blanchard, Ellis Marsalis, Kermit Ruffins, and many more. There were also star-studded concerts in New York and Paris, promoting jazz as a universal language of freedom and creativity. The stars were shining at the San Francisco Jazz Festival, which celebrated its 30th anniversary with 30 concerts over 4 months, including Sonny Rollins, Ornette Coleman, Diane Reeves, Randy Brecker, Branford Marsalis, Esperanza Spalding, and a tribute to Thelonious Monk by three generations of jazz pianists. And speaking of the number 30, free concerts called Jazz in Colors, featuring 30 jazz groups, were held at 30 different landmarks in New York City's Central Park. Sites included the Cherry Hill Fountain, Summit Rock, the 59th Street Pond, and Duke Ellington Circle. It was a year to celebrate past jazz masters, including Miles Davis, who was honored by the U.S. Postal Service with his own postage stamp. The Musical Instrument Museum in Phoenix, Arizona, offered an exhibit on the Golden Age of Jazz. On display were a guitar played by Charlie Christian, Illinois Jacquet saxophone, and vintage photographs by William Gottlieb. Sadly, in 2012, the jazz world mourned the death of pianist and composer Dave Brubeck, who ignited his long career with the release of his quartet smash hit, Take Five. We also bid farewell to singer Etta James, bandleader Johnny Otis, composer Claire Fisher, and New Orleans bass drummer Uncle Lionel Batiste. GRP Records, known as the Digital Master Company, celebrated its 30th anniversary as an independent label with the release of GRP 30, a compilation of contemporary jazz covering the past three decades. Legendary bass player Charles Mingus was remembered with a new 7-disc collection called The Jazz Workshop Concerts, 1964 to 1965. And renowned crooner Tony Bennett, performing alongside Aretha Franklin, Willie Nelson, Amy Winehouse, Michael Bublé, and more than a dozen other stars, reached the number one spot on the Billboard 200 Albums chart for the first time ever with his top-selling album, Duets 2. I'm Doug Levine.
Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
I thought I'd visit the club.
Yeah, Michael.
Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore.
Darling, I guess that my mind's more at ease.
Oh, stir up memories.
I've been invited on dates.
Might have gone, but what for?
It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.